This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Glass of water on the nightstand in case you need hydration overnight. In a lot of cities in Mexico, it's not that easy to get safe drinking water, and a lot of people reach for a soda pop instead. The Mexican government is trying to change this. Reporter Andy Euler has more from Mexico.
When I walk into a small restaurant next to the bus stop for lunch in the border town of Nuevo Laredo, almost every table has four or five soda bottles on it. Now, this isn't a big restaurant, less than 20 tables, and I asked my waiter how many sodas he thinks they sell every day. My understanding is that we sell about 100 Cokes every day, he tells me, between bottles and cans. It's because the people just enjoy the flavor. His customers aren't alone. The Mexican population drinks more soda than anywhere else in the world. The numbers say folks drink about 160 liters of the sugary stuff a year, or about half a liter per person every day. Jose Luis Quiñones drinks a lot of soda. He drives a cab in Monterey. He says when he leaves for work in the morning, he wants to grab something quick. What's the cheapest thing I can buy, he asks? A can of soda and some crackers. It's cheaper to buy a soda than a bottle of water. So why is that the case? It could be that poor Mexicans just don't have the purchasing power to create a viable market for agua. That's certainly the case in a lot of rural parts of the country, where more than 10% of people don't have access to potable water. But for some reason, they can always grab a soda. Tom Boyke is a senior fellow with the Council on Foreign Relations.
It's a combination of something that costs the same price as water. It's more accessible in schools frequently, particularly in Mexico, and it's sweet. And that combination is literally deadly.
Deadly indeed. It leads to obesity. The Mexican government is now trying to do something about it. Late last year, the government passed a soda tax. They even started running ads urging children to drink water instead of soda. But Tom Boyke says the way they're using the money is just as important.
They're earmarking it for raising access to drinking water in elementary schools.
It'll still take a while to see how well the tax and ads work, but early numbers look pretty good. While still high, soda consumption in Mexico this year is already down 7%. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.